Drake and Scott on Radioslot.com. We are coast to coast, nationwide, around the world. Thank you for listening wherever you are. We talk about anything and everything on this show, and if you aren't offended in the first 5 minutes, we'll try harder.
Or you are not listening.
I'm Brian Drake. He's Scott.
Scott with three T's.
I'm waiting for my webpage to load here so I can talk about what we have to talk about today.
I'm waiting for my third T.
Do you know how much money the logo cost? I'm not making any corrections to it.
Dang it. Third T is like somebody who has a birthday around Christmas. It just always gets lost.
That's right. Well, you want to read the ad? Because this show's got a sponsor.
That's true. We have a friend in the solar business, Alex Garnfield, because rising electricity prices are becoming increasingly ridiculous, Brian, ridiculous.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. But you can regain control over your energy costs. You know how you do that?
How?
You make a switch to solar power.
Oh, wow.
You call Alex Garnfield at 925-791-1776, and you get a complimentary consultation and a quote without any obligation. So you can still take advantage of their introductory deal, $1 a month for your first 6 months. That's $6.
How do you beat that?
You can't get anything for $6
anymore.
No, you
can't. No, you can't.
Right?
Thanks, Joe.
All you got to do is dial 925-791-1776 now to start saving money. And don't forget to mention Brian and Scott.
No, it's Drake and Scott.
Drake and Scott. I'm going to forget Drake as long as you forget the third T. Okay. Tell him Drake and Scott referred you.
Okay, so it's that way, huh?
There you go.
Well, thank you, Alex. Thank you for Scott for reading the ad. And boy, where do we start today? We've got, first of all, it's officially Happy New Year. This is our first show for 2024. And we have a lot of exciting things that we're working on and hope to bring you soon. I've got a lot of stuff from the holidays to talk about.
Yeah, we got a special announcement. We got Epstein stuff to cover.
And we've got Harvard. They got rid of Gay, or Gay decided self-terminate.
You had to spin it that way, didn't you?
That's right. We talked about this on our last show before Christmas, the fat influencers that are dying. I'd really like to get to this, and I promise I won't make any dead fat people jokes.
Yeah, there's so much to cover today. We got a coffee mug. An inappropriate coffee mug.
Well, it's a perfectly appropriate for me. My wife didn't like it. And then, getting sick on New Year's Eve. I've got all kinds of thoughts.
There was another Taylor Swift sighting.
Yeah.
We probably need to cover that.
Sure. So how about I start with New Year's Eve, which is the holiday I look forward to every year. You know, Christmas is great. Thanksgiving's okay.
And this is your crazy on the way?
You want to do crazy on the way?
This is your crazy on the way.
This is from last week, though. Well, I guess it did get pretty crazy. So I'll just keep going with it. So my wife, Sarah, she got sick over Christmas. I did everything I could to not get sick. I still got a little of it. It was mostly just head congestion and some stomach issues. But anyway, by New Year's Eve, I felt awful. You know, I was still up and around. I could still have a decent time, but I was hurting. So I got this big fat cigar. It was about 8.5 inches long. It's a La Flor Dominicana, and great cigar. And it's a slow burner, too, so it's like I could light this at 8 o'clock, and I'd still be smoking by midnight when I call my family, and we all tell each other Happy New Year. So I'm out on the porch. It's about 10 o'clock, 10:30. My wife is in the shower because she's going to go to bed. And suddenly, the cigar is making me feel a little funny.
Uh-oh.
And I can't get to the bathroom because Sarah's in it, and I'm out on the porch. It's, 44 degrees outside. I just said, the heck with it. I turned around to the left of me, to the left where the bushes are, and just threw up dinner, threw up whatever was in there. And this is the second time that this particular cigar has made me sick. It is very strong, and being as long as it is, you just, it's like smoking three cigars at once, and it just bothers me all the time. I don't know why I didn't remember it from the last time this happened, but anyway, I'm throwing up in the bushes, and then I start laughing to myself because I'm 48 years old, outside, throwing up in the bushes, just like I was when I was 28 and 38, except those times on New Year's Eve, I was drunk.
and this time you were...
And this time I had a head... Yeah, exactly. I had a head cold. I wasn't feeling good. The cigar made me feel funny. I haven't touched a drop of alcohol in months. And here I am again, throwing up in the bushes. Happy New Year. And it was a long night.
That's a rough story. I'm glad it's your story rather than my story.
Yeah.
Let me give you a little old person advice.
Okay.
You ready? You just got to sell it differently. Yeah, just okay. I did some landscaping on New Year's Eve. I put in some fertilizer.
Yeah, okay.
There you go. Then,
you know. Well, the funny thing is, I was next to the bushes is our bedroom window because our bedroom's at the front of the house. It's a long story. But because I know that's not where bedrooms usually are located, but it's our situation. And Sarah's on the other side of the window, and she's getting ready for bed. She can't hear a thing. So here I am, ralphing in the bushes right outside the window, and she's just la-da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
So I stagger back in, cleaned up, and it's 11 o'clock by this point, and it's like, what am I going to, because I wanted to watch a movie. I had this whole thing planned, and all that's out the window because I feel terrible. And so I just plopped on the couch, pulled over a blanket, and I watched an hour of Drew Carey. Remember the Drew Carey show?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so he was on late, and I said, I haven't seen this show in a long time. So you are old. I know. So I watched two episodes of Drew Carey and then talked to my family at midnight and then crashed.
So another piece of old person advice.
Uh-huh.
Never admit either of those two things again.
Which?
That you barfed in the bushes or that you
but
watched Drew Carey.
But throwing up in the bushes is funny, and just sitting to watch Drew Carey is just pathetic. So it's a double funny.
Well, it's a good thing you Ralph before you watched Drew Carey, because otherwise you would have Ralphed after.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah. There was one time the tequila incident of 2012.
Famous incident.
Yes, that I never talk about. But anyway, some friends. It was back when we were doing the old show actually on Radio Slot, because we would meet on Saturday. We'd have some dinner, have some drinks, do the show. Usually we were doing the show drunk, and then the drinking continued after the show. And we had a girl on, her name was Stacy, Monica was her air name. So she brought a bottle of tequila, and she's like, let's all have a shot. So it's like, okay, fine. So I took this shot of tequila, and then everything came up. So I'm 15 minutes in the bathroom, and when I got out, I was like, okay, you losers, I get to start over.
You had a reset. Yeah.
Oh, those days are gone, though. So
I had a New Year's story that was I thought was kind of funny.
Okay.
So and the whole staying up to midnight, that's lost on me.
Mm-hmm.
There's no excitement, and especially because now I know that 3 hours earlier, it already happened on the East Coast. And
yeah,
you go farther east, and it's a new day already for a whole bunch of other people. So can't I just celebrate at 9 or earlier and then I can go to sleep? Anyways, we're doing our thing with our family, and we're all gathered together, and I'm sitting in this recliner chair. I'm all relaxed, and next thing you know, I fall asleep. It's like maybe 10 o'clock or something. I don't know. I fell asleep. So, and next thing I know, I hear, Happy New Year. It's like, what? It's New Year. They didn't wake me up. And they're like, Dad, Happy New Year, honey, whatever. So I'm getting up. People are cheering and hugging and popping poppers and all this kind of stuff. And I was like, oh, yeah, Happy New Year. I'm like, oh, okay. When it's just over, we all start heading to bed.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm getting into bed, and I'm checking my phone right as I'm about to lay down and fall asleep. And it's like 11 o'clock. I was like, wait a minute. It's 11 o'clock.
So they stored her.
I said, what's going on? And my wife's like, yeah, we decided to play a fast one on you. We all pretended like it was time because everybody was starting to fall asleep. So joke's on you.
Well, it was already midnight in New York.
Well, the joke's on them. I got to go to sleep, and I didn't have to stay up to midnight. And
yeah, no. Well, that being up till midnight is kind of a tradition with us. So because then I call, my family calls. We all try, get on the phone, and that's our thing. So
at midnight,
yeah,
really,
yeah.
Gosh, I'm not talking to anybody at midnight. Wow.
All right. Well, how about the coffee mug that I bought as a novelty that got my wife mad at me?
Yeah, I don't know.
This is okay. So I'm on Facebook one day. And there's ads for various products, and then there was.
Did you buy it on Amazon?
No. I bought it on Facebook. We can talk about Amazon in a minute.
Okay, we'll get to that.
Yeah. So this mug, it was a company that was selling novelty mugs. They got various pithy sayings, funny jokes, some dirty jokes, and I found a mug that said, "I'm sorry for having great tits and correct opinions about everything." Well, immediately I thought of my wife. So I bought this. I bought this mug, and it took a few weeks to get there. And I thought, well, Sarah does not like crude humor. She doesn't like dirty jokes. That it's not her thing.
This is why you thought of her.
And it's like, I know I can't show this to her, but it'll be a little private joke with me. I've got some other novelty mugs that I keep, and I'll just put this with that one, and she won't see it. So the mug comes in the mail, and I'm opening the package, and she's in the room, and I start laughing because I know what it is. She's like, what's so funny? And it's like, I really shouldn't show you. And she's like, well, now you have to show me. So I was like, well, okay. So I open the package, get the mug out, and I show her to her. And she reads it, and she says, why did you buy this? And I said, because it's funny. She's like, is this for me? I'm like, no, I thought I would put it with my own stuff. He says, I never want to see this again. And then she,
Hands it back to me.
And I said, okay, fine. That's fine. That's perfect. And then she says, let me see it again. So I show it to her, and she reads it, and she goes, well, I guess thank you for the compliment, but I never want to see that again. And I was really close to saying, how do you know it's about you?
Just for your survival, I'm glad you bit your tongue on that one.
Well, because I would have been lying if I said that. But
Oh, man.
No, it was about her.
Oh, I thought it was about you.
No, it's about her. No, I don't. I do not have great tits. I'm sorry.
Oh, that was great.
Yeah. No.
Thank you for that.
Yes, you're. No, did refer to my wife. I put it away with my other mug, and
your sense of humor is concerning.
No, it isn't. Yeah, sure.
It's going to get you in trouble at the minimum. Maybe it's not concerning.
It's going to get me in trouble. Well, no, I should say it's gotten me in trouble many times in my life, but that's okay. It just means that the other people need to go to Amazon and buy a sense of humor. And if you look on Amazon and search for a sense of humor, you will see a bunch of ads for things other than a sense of humor, which takes us to our listener email. We've got a minute and a half, so we got to hustle here. We'll carry it over to the next break, but
we have a winner.
Yeah,
we have a winner on the email contest. It's Mark the Nurse. Mark the Nurse sent us an email. It's good, and gave us a topic here. Let me read it. First time emailer, long time listener. That's funny.
Yeah.
I'm writing to speak in the absolute frustration of entering a search in Amazon and having a return suggestions about everything but what I was actually searching for.
Yep.
This is not limited to Amazon. I just happen to do a lot of searches there. I've learned how to circumvent the marketing push that has tainted searches, but it has, without a doubt, caused a great deal of unnecessary time loss and frustration. Thank you for 45 minutes of weekly drive home entertainment on Spotify, by the way.
Well, Mark, thank you for listening.
Mark the Nurse.
We do appreciate your email for sure. You know, I used to laugh at male nurses because I thought that was a girl's job, and then I realized, wait a minute, if you're a decent looking guy in a field dominated by women, you could probably do pretty well on the dating scene.
Well, we'll have to find out if Mark the nurse is a decent looking guy then.
Well, I'm sure he is, but I mean, but back in 2022, when I thought I was having a heart attack one morning, we went to the ER and the nurse who plugged me into the EKG, I was like, "How you doing?" And I mean, she was pretty nice. So, of course, my wife is there. I forgot I was supposed to be dying for 2 minutes, and it's like, well, hey, you could slow down a little bit and just, you know, put those things on my chest a little slower. But anyway. You were saying about my sense of humor.
Yeah, it's rearing its ugly head again.
Well, Mark,
we'll have to get into the Amazon thing.
Yes, we are up on a break. Mark will pick this up when we come back. Drake and Scott back with you on Radioslot.com. We got an email from Mark the Nurse, who's talking about searching for products on Amazon and coming across ads for things other than what he's looking for.
Search getting ads for everything but you're looking for.
Exactly. And there is, I can't say there's a reason for it, but I can certainly explain a little bit of how that started. But first, speaking of ads, are you witnessing a surge in your electricity prices? I can talk. Take charge of your energy expenses by transitioning to solar power. Connect with Alex Garnfeld at 925-791-1776 for a free consultation and quote with no strings attached. You can still take advantage of their introductory deal, $1 a month for your first 6 months. This was a Christmas deal, and now it's a New Year's deal. So take advantage of it. Start putting money back in your pocket, 925-791-1776, and mention that Drake and Scott sent you. So Amazon, I guess it would be, anyway, for me, since 2020, the shopping experience on Amazon has not been as nice as it used to be. Because a lot of the times you're not buying something from Amazon, you're buying from a third party, and that's where these ads come in. They're pay-per-click ads. And for my books, my publisher will run ads on Amazon for my novels, and they place those ads... you know, they buy. It's hard to explain how it works. But say you're searching for a book by Brad Thor. You want his latest Scott Harvath adventure, and you look for that. You type in his name, and then you're going to see my books along with his, because my publisher has bought an ad to show up when someone searches for his name. Does that make any sense?
It does.
Okay, and it's the same thing with other products. They're pay per click ads, and Amazon has discovered it's a gold mine. So it's not just with books, but with other products as well, especially with these third-party retailers. They want you to see what they have on sale. So when you search for something, yeah, you're not going to get the specific product until three or four
options down. I'm confused because I thought I paid Amazon to be able to search for the stuff that I want.
Right.
I pay not to look at their ads. I pay to search for things.
Exactly. That you would think. But now, since you know, Amazon does not make a profit, so now in order to get some extra money coming in, they have these pay-per-click ads.
And what do you mean? Have you seen Bezos?
Well, he's a rich man, but Amazon as a company really doesn't turn a profit. They make a lot of their money from the web services and other things they do, such as the stuff they do for the CIA, but that's a subject for another time.
Conspiracy alert.
No, it's not a conspiracy. It's not a conspiracy. It's public information. So the reason you're seeing all those other things is because third party people are paying for their products to show up when you search for a particular item. And it is frustrating. And I don't like it any more than you do. And that's the reason that you're going through that.
Well, it's a bait and switch. It bugs me like crazy.
Yeah, no, I get it.
I go searching for things and I can't find anything.
Right.
Yeah. And everything I find is made in China.
Exactly.
And it's like, wait a minute, I'm looking for a specific brand and I'll type it in with quotes and still you got to go 17 pages deep to find what you actually look for.
Yeah, ridiculous. The shopping experience on Amazon is not what it used to be. And I don't know what the solution is, but that's the reason.
We decided that Mark the Nurse was right.
Yeah.
And he's right just on personal experience.
Absolutely.
But he also won the email contest.
Yeah.
I sent him a response.
Let's go through your response.
Hey, Mark the Nurse, thanks for the email. We'll address your discussion on the next episode. Good topic, too. You are the winner of the contest for next email. So.
Wait, don't you mean first email?
Hey, you meant some words now. Why you got to go and do that? So what is your business of choice that you'd like a gift card to? Send us some options and we'll send you a gift card.
Now, wait a minute. This guy's a nurse. He's surrounded by women. Why are we sending him a gift card when he's choking on pink tacos?
Oh, don't.
I mean, this guy should be rewarding us.
He did. He rewarded us to give us a topic to talk about and the whole thing. I'm not touching what you're trying to. I thought of a gift, though.
Okay.
I thought, well, maybe we'll give him a signed, autograph, framed picture of Ziggy.
Okay.
Right?
Well,
from the Drake and Scott show with Ziggy.
Yeah, okay. Well, we are Ziggy-less. We are Ziggy without today.
Yeah, we're Ziggy-free. It's that day job gets in the way,
doesn't it? Yeah, yes, it does.
Yeah. So anyways, no, I did. I sent him a gift card.
Okay.
To Amazon.
Oh, jeez.
So he won.
Well, good for him.
And he lost at the same time.
Well,
I love it.
Yes. No, Mark, thank you for listening. Do enjoy that gift card. And that was now don't be thinking if anybody else emails us, they're going to get a prize. This was a first email prize. And
no,
and
it's a contest. Kind of like the contest we had. Once there's a winner, it's over.
Yes, that's right. So the contest is over. So don't, if you email us now at drakeandscottwith3ts@gmail.com, you will get a fabulous no prize. Although
if they emailed us with an idea for the next contest, then
you know,
we could give them a prize.
We can't come up with one of our own. So why don't we do that?
Yeah. If you send us a good idea.
Well, let's explain here. The last contest we had was a bet to see how long we can go without saying Donald Trump's name. And we went a good 25,
whose 30, name?
Donald Trump, yeah. a good 30 episodes before that happened. And I said it, so I lost the bet. And now we're trying to come up with another bet that we can do. And we're having a really hard time with it.
Yeah.
So drakeandscottwith3ts@gmail.com. Email us your contest ideas, things that we could do to have our next bet. And if we pick yours and it's a good one.
How many T's again?
3 T's.
Okay.
drakeandscottwith3ts@gmail.com. So give us your contest ideas. Or
send us a logo for our show that has Scott with 3 T's. We might use that. That could be a winner.
Well, I know someone who could do
that. I'll buy a gift card for that.
So yeah, send us your ideas, and if we take your idea because we don't have any of our own, we'll give you some of that. But that's the only other time.
All right.
Jeez. We're supposed to make money on this show, not spend it.
I just love that he complained about Amazon. I sent him an Amazon gift card.
Well, you see, he says he spends a lot of time there.
Yeah, so, no, you know. It's good for him. Yeah. Good for him. We got time for a crazy on the way.
Yeah, tell your crazy on the way, and then maybe eventually we'll get to some of our topics that I compiled here.
I did a sleep study, but it wasn't my sleep study.
Okay.
So I went to a sleep study for someone else because they wanted the person having the sleep study to have somebody with them to help with.
Sure.
So I went to this sleep study. So I woke up early, like 5 a.m. in Martinez this morning, and had to drive home in the dark and the cold. And
that's insane.
But I had to sit through this sleep study, and I was amazed. They had no less than 20 wires attached to this guy. And I just was watching the whole thing, like, how is anybody supposed to sleep?
Yeah, exactly.
And then the first mask doesn't work, so they come in after half hour and try a second mask, and that one doesn't work, so they try a third mask, and I guess the third mask was even worse than the second mask, so they come in a half hour after that to put them back on the second mask. I mean, how many masks are there? And I'm like, wait, I thought we're supposed to be sleeping. I didn't get any sleep at the sleep study. So I got home and tried to put my head down for a little bit, try to catch a nap before I come here. And I almost didn't even make it to the show because I was so tired. So I'm a little sideways this morning. Okay. And I'm totally against sleep studies that don't involve sleep.
Yeah. I don't understand how those things work. I mean, I can't sleep on my back, and to be plugged in, to have all those wires plugged in, it's like, how do you get comfortable? I mean, it's...
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm just dreading the day I have to have one myself.
Yeah, there were so many wires coming off of them that they took a little tie wrap thing to hold all the wires together. And when I say 20, I'm trying to be accurate rather than exaggerated.
So
it was insane.
Was this a sleep study or were they giving him a jump start?
I don't know. I was at one point, I was wondering if he doesn't fall asleep, they shock him, you know, go to sleep. you're not asleep. It's just shock. After a while, it's like Pavlov's dog or something.
Wow.
Anyway, so
now did the subject of the sleep study do okay though? Or
I think so. Okay. I mean, I think the most sleep they got was maybe 5 hours, which
that's not enough.
You know, so
how does that tell them
you woke anything? Up tired from your sleep study?
Yeah.
There's only one result to that, right? Fail.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't get it.
Wow.
But what do I know?
Well, one thing we don't want to fail to do is take a break. We got 10 seconds here. So Drake and Scott, Radioslot.com. We'll be right back. Drake and Scott on Radioslot.com. Email us at Drake and Scott with 3 T's at Gmail.
Hey, you got it right this time.
Why always say it with the email address? It's just not on the show logo.
Yeah, whatever.
Drake and Scott with 3 T's at gmail.com. Send us a note. Express yourself. Tell us how wrong we are. Tell us how right we are. And actually, just tell us how right we are, because if you tell us we're wrong, we're just going to argue.
Well, we have enough people telling us how wrong we are. You'll get lost and drowned in the flood of that. If we got compliments, send it to us. If you don't like something,
you got to finish that. If you don't like something, dot dot dot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Search for it on Amazon.
You want to do the ad, or shall I?
It's all you.
All right. Escalating electricity costs got you down? Seize control of your energy bills by making the switch to solar. Call Alex Garnfeld at 925-791-1776 for a complimentary consultation and a quote. You can still take advantage of their introductory deal, $1 a month for your first 6 months. Act now, 925-791-1776, and begin saving money today. Let them know Drake and Scott sent you. So, Scott, you'd said during the break that we jumped straight to New Year's. We didn't talk about Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
How'd it go?
It went well. It was very quiet. Nothing really big to talk about, although I can say that our cat Marlo got very excited with all the boxes. He loves cardboard boxes, so he came into the room where we're opening everything, and he saw an open cardboard box, and he just jumped right into it and camped out and slept through the rest of the festivities. So, yeah, we had a good time.
Man, I asked you about Christmas. You start talking about your cat?
Well, the cat is the only thing of note. I mean, gifts were exchanged. We had a nice dinner. We had a nice time. And there was no drama. You know, for all the complaining I did prior to Christmas, you know, when we finally get to the day, it actually goes pretty smoothly. It's just building up to that point that can be difficult.
I got a new contest.
Okay.
If you mention cats, you lose. And then we got to figure out something that I can't mention or I lose.
Okay.
We'll work on that one.
Yeah, we'll work on that. How was your Christmas? Did you survive?
Yeah, it was insane good. I mean, there was people everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of fun. We had some in-laws that had other plans, and then they changed them so they could be with us.
Okay.
So ended up with even more people. It was pretty cool.
Wow.
Big family, lots of food. We did the Dirty Santa elephant gift steal exchange thing, which was fun because everybody bought pretty good gifts. So
oh, wow.
There was quite a bit of stealing and shenanigans.
Okay.
And no real feelings got hurt, so that was fun.
Yeah, too. I think in those games you presume that you're not going to be able to keep the item that you unwrap until the very end.
Yeah, good
end.
Food, so, good yeah. gifts, and no bloodshed. So
well, there you
it
go.
Was a win all the way around.
All right,
and I didn't. So have to so
there's
up
been
too late.
There's been bloodshed in previous years. What?
I don't know what you're talking about. Okay. I know not of which you speak.
Well, so. I'm glad everyone had a good time and. I don't know. I'm kind of looking forward to 24. I think, you know, I think it's certainly going to be it's going to get a little rough, but I think there's going to be a lot of stuff to experience and talk about. And
I've jinxed it every year for the last 4 years. Like this year's got to be better than the last one, right? That started in 2020.
Yeah.
And boom, here comes the 2 weeks to slow the spread thing. And mm-hmm. then 21 was even worse because I thought, well, 21's got to be better than 20. And that didn't work out.
Mm-hmm.
22 ended up worse for me and our family.
And me too.
In yeah. other ways.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, man. And then 23's been pretty rough. Was pretty rough. So I'm thinking of the five, 24 has a shot at coming in first place. So I'm really hoping on that one.
Yeah. Yeah. Same here. Yeah. Yeah. I 22 for me was so rough. I want 2020 back. That's how rough 22 was.
Oh
yeah. I mean, that's part of the reason I had the fake heart attack, because it was stress. You know, it wasn't a heart attack per se. It was just a stress reaction. And
I'm not going back to 2020 with
no.
you.
Oh, okay.
There's no way I'm going back to 2020.
I get it, but yeah, but 2022 was, yeah, I would have traded. I would have traded to go back through 20 again.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Yeah. Of the 4 years, which one would you go back to? 2020?
Well, as
21,
of...
21, 22, 23, which one would you go back to?
As of right now, since the matters have resolved themselves, I wouldn't go back at all. But in the middle of the issues of 22, you know, family, medical, it was nuts. I would have gone back to 20, but as of right now, I wouldn't go back at all. I just want to go forward, forward. I would go back to 1985, if you know, but that, I don't know if that's
no what we're talking way. About. Yeah. Not a chance.
Oh, yeah. I'm
not going back that far. I might go back to 2022.
I want to go back to 1985 at the age I am now. Actually,
well, I would do that just so I could bet on all the future Super Bowl.
Well, there's that, but then I'm thinking all the women. It's like, well, wait a minute. I didn't like the hairstyles.
So. Oh, no. The women is why I wouldn't go back. Yeah. I want to avoid all of those women.
I just want to avoid the hair. I'll go back to the 90s when hair wasn't so poofy and aquanetted and crap. So, yeah, I'll go back to the 90s.
Oh.
Yeah. Anyway.
Well, speaking of people who probably like to go back to the 90s, we've got this Epstein story slowly leaking out.
And it's hard to say anything concrete about it because the information's ever changing.
It's worthless. There's no new information.
There
really.
Is no new information. Yeah.
And they're trying to pretend like there's names being leaked, but they're names that are being brought up on the side as topics of discussion, like so and so was in a movie. And it's like, well,
right.
Why are you acting like that name was leaked? He wasn't friends with Epstein. He wasn't on his plane. They didn't know him. They were just talking about a movie that person was in. Well,
yeah, and then it gets released.
And switch. Like yeah. it's total clickbait.
And yeah, the right wing is excited that they finally got some dirt on Clinton because apparently Epstein made a joke that Clinton likes him young. You know, well, he likes him young, and it's like, well, okay, you still haven't put him on the island. You still haven't demonstrated that he did anything untoward, and oh, by the way, Monica.
The worst we have on him still is the intern,
right?
And we already knew that long before anybody knew who Epstein was.
And so. Monica was 20 when he was 50. So if Clinton likes him young, it doesn't necessarily mean he likes him when they're 15.
New information here.
No, and the left is excited because Trump got mentioned, and it's like, okay, you don't have anything more on Trump than the right wing has on Clinton. Everybody wants to get the wood chippers out, and the only person who should be thrown in headfirst is Prince Andrew, because we actually have comments from the witnesses in these depositions that paint him in a very negative light.
And we already knew that, too. So, again.
So, yeah, nothing new. I'm waiting for the real smoking guns to come out, and I don't know if it will. And,
yeah,
you know,
paper. What's that phrase when there's nothing there? It's a paper something?
Oh, paper tiger?
Paper tiger, paper statue, paper, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
If you know the answer to that, email us.
Well, the one thing about the left, though, they've been for a long time saying that there is no pedophile ring, there is no elite, you know, club or anything like that, and now suddenly there is, and they really want Trump to be a part of it. And the right wing's been saying it forever, and it's like I just don't see it. I don't think we have it. And
you know, the only thing new is just more misleading headlines.
Oh, the headlines have been terrible.
Yeah, they're just misleading.
Yeah.
Just a waste.
And there was one supposed witness who said she had video of things, and she named Clinton and Trump and others, and then she recanted everything, and now she's back saying, no, I do have the videos. I just said I didn't because I was afraid of getting killed. And so I find her quite an unreliable witness right now. She's going back and forth, and causing that, you know, causing the headlines, but not giving anything concrete. It's like, if you've got the videos, show them, you know, put them out on the internet.
Yeah.
And if not, shut up. But so far they're just, both sides are using her as oh, look, we were right. And it's like, well, no, you're not. And if you're just reading the headlines on these things, you're really not informed. You've got to dig into the details. And so far the details have been very underwhelming, at least for me.
Yeah. Where's Dad? Go spend time with Dad.
Well,
what a waste.
Well, Clinton is a dad, and apparently he was on the island. Oh, wait, what am I saying?
I mean a real dad.
Okay.
Brian, a real one.
Yeah. So, Harvard, President Gay has resigned, not over saying that...
The calls for genocide?
Yeah, that wasn't the problem. Those are still okay. What she got in trouble for was plagiarism and using other people's work and passing it off as her own. In fact, some had joked that her resignation letter was titled the Gettysburg Address. But she's out of there now. And
it's super offensive, actually.
Why?
Well, if I was Jewish, I would be totally offended, like,
oh, okay,
raging mad,
yeah,
that she lost her job because of plagiarism, not because of what she did, right, against my people.
Well, it's just, it used to be that you really couldn't criticize Jews or Israel in general because nobody wanted to be painted as an anti-Semite. And they kind of used that to their advantage to get away with a few things. And that's a story for another time. But this case here, just another example of how that doesn't apply anymore, where you've got a significant group of people from one side of the spectrum that are very much anti-Jewish and are spewing the rhetoric. And it's stunning to me because it's like, well, you're disparaging a group of people, yet you're the ones who say we shouldn't disparage groups of people. You know, we're supposed to be, you know, tolerant and peaceful and loving and yada, yada, yada. Well, now you're leading the charge of hate against this one group because of this.
It seems their hypocrisy knows no bounds. Doc Holliday,
okay, that's Tombstone,
right. Best movie of all time.
Yeah, and it's just, it's like I shouldn't be surprised, but at the same time, I'm having trouble still getting my head wrapped around it.
Because I'm surprised.
Really? Now, what about it surprises you?
That you're surprised.
You're surprised that I'm surprised.
That's okay. The only surprise here.
I know, and that.
Yeah. I read somewhere there's nothing new under the sun.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you should just start to expect these things.
Well, even, you know, someone pointed out to me, a friend of mine, an author friend, even when President Carter left office and wrote his book, he was very critical of Israel too. So, I mean, this is not anything new. It's just more out in the open now. And where it was, quietly said amongst this group of, you know, the left, quite, you know, spoken quietly amongst themselves. Now they're saying it out loud. And but yeah, I am surprised. So.
Well, it's a new type of freedom of speech where you can just say whatever you want. It used to be you could say whatever. You had freedom of speech as long as you didn't harm other people. We've cut off the ending clause.
Yeah, we've cut off that part.
So I think you can yell fire in a crowded room now. And
you want to try it?
No. I have morals and standards that go beyond the crowd of people and everybody that's jumping off the bridge. Doesn't mean I need to jump off the bridge. So
you just push them off?
No.
Okay.
I walk away and figure out what's for lunch.
Move on. Oh, tacos probably.
No. Don't.
But you like you like Mexican food.
Yes, I do. Well, the fact that she was her career ended is actually misleading as well, because she actually keeps her job. She's just no longer president.
Right. Well, it's like that other lady that also resigned from the other.
Do you know how much she gets paid in this job that she gets to keep?
Heck of a lot more than either of us put together.
She makes over $800,000 a year.
My goodness.
And she gets to keep her job.
Yeah.
In an institution that will kick out any kid who plagiarizes anything. They've got all these websites and things to check to make sure nobody's plagiarizing anything or copying and all that kind of stuff. But now she gets to keep her job and get paid over $800,000 a year and continue to promote the genocide of the Jewish nation.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's have your cake and eat it too.
You know, when you thought it couldn't get any worse.
Yeah.
It's just terrible.
Mm-hmm.
It's terrible, I tell you. It's terrible.
Indeed. Well, boy, this show has just flown today. We are up on another break, and I guess we're going to take it, and then we'll come back with our post-game wrap-up.
There you go.
All right. Drake and Scott on Radioslot.com. We'll be back after this. Drake and Scott on Radioslot.com, back with our post-game wrap-up here as we put the first show of 2024 to bed. But first one of us has to read an ad. Do you want to do it? Or do you want a paper, rock, scissors?
You paper, rock, scissors while I talk about witnessing this surge in electricity prices.
Right on.
Because we need to take charge of energy expenses by transitioning to solar power. Connect with Alex Garnfield, 925-791-1776, for a free consultation and quote, no strings attached. You don't have to rock, paper, scissors with Alex. You can still take advantage of the introductory deal. $1 a month for 6 months. Start putting money back in your pocket. 925-791-1776. And remember to mention Drake and Scott with 3 T's sent you. You know, the good thing about that is in 6 months, at $1 a month for 6 months, like even when you, so in July, you got to start paying your normal price.
Right.
But that's when you'll be saving all the money, because that's when you'll need all the electricity from the solar power to run your AC unit.
Sure.
You'll have the money to pay.
That's right.
This is a perfect deal.
Mm-hmm.
Alex must be a genius.
He's a very good businessman. Yeah.
We should call him. All right, our post-game wrap-up brought to you by 2024.
All right.
More and 24, that's my little phrase.
I'm going to try to.
I want 24 to be better than the last four.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
2024, more than the last four. I'm gonna extend it. I'm going to start keep adding rhymes to it or whatever. It's
going
to be awesome.
Very good.
But the idea of being optimistic, positive, proactive, make your year better rather than wait and see what happens to you.
Yeah, because that's how it's been, I mean, with me the last couple of years. It's like, well, let's wait and see what happens, and then you're just going with the wind, and that doesn't necessarily take you where you want to go.
I used to be more proactive, I think.
Yeah.
And the last 4 years have just been
trying
to react and respond to what's going on.
It has been, yeah.
No, that's over.
Yeah, it's been rough.
I'm bringing proactive back.
All right.
Yeah.
Is that a rap reference?
It's Timberlake.
Okay. Oh, I get it.
I'm bringing sexy back.
Right.
I'm bringing proactive
back. I remember.
Anyways.
Yeah, was really 2008 of you.
Because otherwise, 24 could be worse. There's a way for it to be worse. We're going to have a national presidential election. That former president guy is going to try to get back in and the whole thing. And what's his name again?
Donald Trump.
Yeah,
there you go. Donald John Trump.
Oh, is that really his middle name?
Yes.
I never knew what the J stood for. I thought it was jerk, but maybe I was. No, Mr. Former President, I don't think that about you. No, but the craziness could get really out of hand unless we're proactive and be positive. And here's the thing, Brian. We're going to have some tips. Our next show.
Yes.
We got a trailer alert, commercial alert. We're going to give you 10 ways to make sure you have friends.
Well, the article is 10 reasons you have no friends, but we're going to spin it in positive.
Yeah,
so we're going to give you tips on how
fun.
To.
So yeah. Look for that in our next episode.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to it.
We're bringing Ziggy back.
Yeah. What? He misses half the shows and still gets paid.
Yeah. I want a signed autograph framed photo of him.
Really?
Put on my desk.
Okay. Well, I'm sure he can make that happen.
Yeah.
If it needs to be a professional picture, I've got a friend who can do that. In fact, we should all sit for a photo session and put our picture up on the inevitable Facebook page that we don't have yet, or the website we don't have yet, or...
No, because then we'll have advertising on it that's bought and paid for, and people won't be able to find what they want to find.
Oh, okay.
Shout out to Mark the Nurse, winner of the email contest. Thank you, Mark. Well, look to hear from you again.
Well, thank you for listening. First episode of 2024 in the books, and we'll be back next time.